You're listening to SBS News.
The 25th United Nations Climate Change Conference, also known as COP25, has begun in Madrid. The two-week-long talks are focused on finalising rules for global carbon markets and setting up a fund to help countries already reeling from climate-enhanced natural disasters. COP25 is the final UN climate summit before the so-called defining year of 2020, when many nations are required to submit new climate action plans. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the world is standing at a critical juncture. He says humanity can take one of two paths.
One is the path of surrender, where we have sleepwalked past the point of no return, jeopardizing the health and safety of everyone on this planet. The other option is the path of hope, a path of resolve, of sustainable solutions, a path where more fossil fuels remain where they should be, in the ground.
Mr. Guterres says he's disappointed with global action on reducing carbon emissions so far. He says it's integral all countries, no matter their current pollutant levels, commit to being carbon neutral by 2025. He says he's particularly concerned by countries not phasing out coal and replacing it with renewable energy sources.
There is one major concern we have now, which is coal in East Asia, in South Asia, in Southeast Asia. We believe that the addiction to coal can undermine our efforts in climate action, and our strong recommendation is for countries to think seriously before building new coal power plants, and for those that can do it, to start phasing out the old ones.
Joseph Moiona Collio, head of Greenpeace Pacific, has pointed to Australia as one of those countries.
Australia is exporting vast amounts of destruction via coal, which is exponentially increasing the climate crisis, so we need Australia to commit. They're actually honouring their agreements to the commitments to the Paris Agreement and actually begin to phase out coal and invest more in renewable energy, because coal and coal exports are directly threatening the lives and livelihoods in the Pacific.
Despite the United States last month giving formal notice it's pulling out of the Paris Climate Agreement, a delegate from the country has still travelled to COP25. US President Donald Trump's dismissed global warming as a hoax and dismantled many environmental protection policies set by his predecessor Barack Obama. But US House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the world can still count on the country to fight climate change.
By coming here, we want to say to everyone, we're still in. The United States is still in. Our delegation is here to send a message that Congress's commitment to take action on the climate crisis is ironclad.
COP25 was originally going to be held in Brazil, but a year before the planned start, President Jair Bolsonaro withdrew the offer to host the event, citing economic reasons. Chile stepped up to become the new host, but social unrest there saw Spain agree to take hosting duties. Spain's acting Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez stood with Mr. Guterres at the end of the first day's events.
What I want is what the majority of the Spanish population want. For this COP meeting is a turning point to avoid what you mentioned in your opening speech, that we do not reach a point of no return in our fight against this challenge that faces all of humanity, mitigation and adaptation to climate change.
Teenage climate action activist Greta Thunberg is expected to arrive at the summit in the coming days. She's hitched a ride across the Atlantic Ocean from the United States with an Australian couple travelling the world on a catamaran. Evan Young, SBS News.